Baba Basra Yerushalmi, corresponding to Baba Basra Bavli, Daf Kuf Yud Ches. We begin in the Yerushalmi and Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis on the 10th line with the words Rav Yoshia. Rav Yoshia Amar Yodz Mitzrayim Nischalka Ha'aretz Dechsev Reshemois Matois Avisov. Rav Yoshia says every man that left Mitzrayim received an inheritance in the land which would be divided amongst his children when he died, because the Pasuk says in Bamidbar in Perek Chafvov Pasuk Nun Hei, according to the names of their fathers' tribes. If so, what's the meaning of the words there in Pasuk Nun Gimel? To these will the land be divided as inheritance according to the number of names. Ella mipnei hanoshim mipnei haktanim. The answer is to exclude the women and children from the inheritance when they came to the land. Rabbi Yonasan Omar Levi Haoretz Nischalka Haoretz Shneimar Leile Techolek Gurin says no, the land was divided amongst those who entered it, because the Pasuk says, to these will the land be divided, and the Gilin Ephraim, others change the text here, that it should say Rabbi Yonasan and not Rabbi Yochanan. Im kein matam leima l'shemois matois avoisav. If so, what was taught by the words in Pasuk Nunhei according to the names of their fathers' tribes? Moshuna nachlezu mikol nachlef sheba'olam, shekol nachlef sheba'olam chayim yoshim meisim, v'cha meisim yoshim chayim. This inheritance is different from others, because in all other inheritances, the living inherit the dead, and here, the dead inherit the living.